This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And now for something completely different.
Watch us on YouTube.
Listen on your favourite podcast platform.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like, follow and join in now.
Strap yourself in.
Because we're set up, switched on and ready to go.
On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.
Right, Chris.
Well, I've been better, I'm not going to lie. Good evening, my foxy friends. Good afternoon, good morning, good day, good night, good whatever. How the devil are you all? Well, I hope. It is the weekly prediction show. This nearly didn't go ahead this week for reasons that will become more available. I think, to be honest, for the first 5 minutes of this show, I'm going to go out the room, hide, leave it to Brad and Steve, and then come back in afterwards. But we'll see how we get on. But I want to share this with you first because I loved it. I went for an eye test today. And yes, I bumped into Stuart Atwell. And I tweeted out, so I was actually in Specsavers. I tweeted out saying, sat in Specsavers, having an eye test. I hope I fail so I can get my favourite job as a Premier League referee, something on those lines. And of course, you then go in for all the eye tests and your phone doesn't work because it's in the back office. And you come out and Specsavers reply with, best of luck. I think it just absolutely brilliant. It cheered my day up. And believe me, it needed cheering up. Well done to Specsavers. Well done to Specsavers. Totally and absolutely love that. Right. So before I bring my friends is a very big word. When I bring my fellow hosts in, let me just, I'll quickly go through last week's results and then I'll bring them in and we can just get on with this week's and we can forget it all. Yes. Officially, it was the worst week ever for results. And congratulations to Steve. I mean, he didn't get his 15 points that he wanted, but he did get 4 points. Brad got 2. Yeah, let's leave it at that, shall we? So cumulatively, it's 100 to Steve. He's made the 3 figures. Yay! It's 129 to Brad, and it's 125 to me. Yes, and I haven't accidentally forgot to put any points down for me. I just didn't get any points at all. But you know what? I'm going to embrace it because I think, well, when something like that happens, you should look at it and you should go, do you know what? I asked a good friend, what did they think?
Congratulations, you just crossed the line into completely useless.
Yeah, that's me, completely useless. Could have been worse. I could have.
Congratulations, you just crossed the line into completely useless.
Yes, I'd take Taylor Smith over Donald Trump any day. But then again, which hot-blooded male wouldn't? That is, as I say, the worst week that I have. It's the worst week for everybody cumulatively, but we will move on very quickly. And of course, the best way to remedy that is to take it on the chin and not get upset at all and just pretend that nobody's going to mention it. But this might come up once or twice this week if it is mentioned. My counsellor said not to take it personally, just to let it go over your head. And I thought, well, there we go, Vivian, that is me. But because I had such a bad week, everybody, I am allowing myself to have a phone a friend. I think it's only fair that I have a phone a friend this week as an option. I could have picked anybody, but I thought this woman might have more of a chance than I do. Mystic Meg, for those of you that remember her. Mystic Meg, what a woman. Never got anything right, a bit like me, which is why she is a friend. That's how it looked last week. Yeah, it didn't go very well. Steve managed to hit one spot on with his Brentford Palace. he then got 1 1 point. Brad got 2 1 points. Yes, and I completely disappeared. And if Steve wants to check what he wrote down with what I put up there, he can do, because Brad double-checked those for me just to make sure. So, Steve, have a go at Brad, not me, because he was the checker. He was the checker. And if you're wondering how it's going in the official X-Foxes Leicester Till I Die Premier League, it's not looking a lot better for Steve, if I'm honest with you. But also, Brad has dropped from 3rd to 4th. Who is 2nd? Oh, look. It's me. But I won't gloat because obviously not much else has gone right for me. But let's see how we got on this week. Brad, good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, mate.
Looking ahead to this week, how do you think it's going to be?
Well, you know, after my performance in that one, you know, unlike you, mate, I've got a point to prove. You know, it took me 30 seconds of being in the show. I had to do it. I'll see you later.
Yeah, you'd officially get the first one of those.
Yeah, I can't let Steve get the first one of them. I had to be the first one to say something. Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to get straight to it. I know once we introduce the donkey in the 3-horse race of the group. And I mean that purely in his keeping up ability. Impressive week for him, but the early kickoff's going just as well for you, isn't it?
Well, can I just say, I could not believe I sat here as the weekend went on thinking, I've got to get on the board sometime.
I think I had one last year where I got like 1 point in the last game or something.
And it just got worse and worse and worse. So I have to say, yeah, we do have a laugh with him, but I do know how he feels now. Stephen, congratulations, sir. You won 4 points. I must admit, it's not the biggest win.
No. Now you've admitted you're going to Sir Specsavers. That's where it's all been going wrong. You've been writing it down wrong. So yeah. I need another 30 points on there at least.
You need a recount. That's what you do. Yeah, you are Britain's answer to Donald Trump. You don't believe the results, and you're going to contest.
I'm it down here and completely different to what you got.
Tell you what, take it to the UEFA court. I'm sure they are very unbiased and honest.
I've seen better Premiership referees give you better decisions.
Which one? Tell me. You know. Talking of Premiership referees, if anybody hasn't seen it yet, check out Leicester Till I Die TV, because on there I had an amazing interview. It was very last minute on Tuesday night. It was supposed to be my night off. And I had Keith Hackett on. You may remember him, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. He went on. He was also referee for the first two seasons of the Premier League. He then went on to be a ref successor. And then he went on to be the head of the PGMOL, which we know is the ref's governing body. And he was rather scathing in his criticism of Stuart Atwell and Lee Mason. But very candid interview. I learned a lot, to be honest with you. So it's well worth, anybody's not seen it yet, it is well worth going and checking out. Brad, you've got a channel, Top 10 Battles. I know you've just done a show tonight. How did it go?
Yeah, it was a good battle. Top 10 Battles. We did Battle of the X's. For those of you who don't know, we pick a game from the weekend's fixtures, and I take on Anthony as my co-host there. And I have a team. I was Leeds, he was Southampton. And we build a combined 11 of their Premier League eras, the players that have played from over the years. And whoever gets the most players in wins. So, yeah, check us out on YouTube and follow me on Twitter at Full Time Focus. And, yeah, it was a good show. Very good.
Good. And you may notice there, let me just move him up to the top. And you can see there on his left nipple, a very, very impressive, not impressive nipple, but a very impressive Foxes 7. Tell us all about it, Steve.
Yes, we're up and running now. I've got the Foxy 7 team in the other room, James and Emily, who are working on the website for me. And it is Foxy 7 Clothing at Outlook.com. And we launched it last week, and everything's going great at the moment.
And can people go on and buy now?
Yes, they can now, yeah.
Get on there, guys. Get on there, get buying. You all want a little piece of Steve, especially you women out there. What you like. This, can you raise your camera up a little bit at all, Steve? Because at the moment I'm putting your head off. Ah, there we go. That's it. I don't want to lose off your head. But we will.
I've had the haircut today, but
we needed it. I have to say, do what I do, just wear a hat, mate. It's easier.
Yeah, the front again a bit wrong there.
Brad doesn't have that problem yet. It will come to you, Brad. It will come to you.
Yeah, because right now I feel like I'm using Miracle Grow.
Yeah. We don't call him Jesus for nothing, I tell you. And, of course, we will be getting some more information up next week. Steve's going to let me have a bit of artwork and what have you. And we'll be back in Foxy7 Clothing at Outlook.com on this very show every week. We haven't got any international football during the summer, have we? So it will certainly be on the prediction show. So let's have a look at what everybody has been saying. I'm sure I'm going to get some comments. Jeff, good morning from the Philippines. Good morning, Jeff. How the devil are you, sir? Congrats to Steve for leading the pack last week. And, of course, to Chris for achieving null point. Well, it is nearly the Eurovision, so let's, you know, I'm getting into the spirit. We can't say that anymore, can we? I managed 2 points. You see, everybody's having a dig at me, but nobody got a lot.
There was some very strange results, though. Let's not forget that. There was some very, very strange results.
A lot of strange results. I mean, you know, Brighton losing to Fulham, was that strange?
Chelsea, I suppose it was a little bit.
That really wasn't strange, was it?
Not even Forest.
Did you had to say those two words, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll put 50 quid in the swear jar for that one. That's a vile word. Two vile words.
James, good evening, sir. How are you? We are very well. Hope you are yourself. And as James says there, if you're new, please hit the subscribe button. It does help the channel. We've just hit 1.7. We're trying to get to the 2K. And if you are subscribing, please, please, please do press the like button. That gets the show to places that the show won't normally reach. And don't forget, if you are new and you want to become a member, it is now just $1.99. We put the silver, the bronze, silver, and gold foxes all together, and we've made it into one membership for $1.99, which is the bronze price. Because obviously we are going through a bit of a crisis financially at the moment, so we've been trying to be very nice to people. Henry's in. What a way to start the stream. Yeah. I've determined it's not going to happen again. Even though I have to come back in and edit the clips and cut bits out and redo them when I'm predicting, it will not happen again. Oh, hang on, he's in. He's in. He had to be in, didn't he? Big up, lads. Yeah. Anthony. Yeah. All right, Anthony.
I can see something coming in a minute.
and if one Chuckle Brother's not enough, then the other one comes in. Luke, good evening. How are you, sir? Of course, the Nottingham Forest fan. Great point for you last week. Fair play to you. Anthony says, I'll tell him that. I tell him that to Stephen. I got 7 points this week. Did you? I haven't kept them, to be honest with you. So I don't think you did, Steve. Anthony, did you really? 7 points? You've been drinking again. I've got my own brand, Gunner 79. It's up and running, good prices too. 79. Was that the last year you won anything? He leaves the open door. I've got to go through it. Come on. And Jeff says, I did my prediction a few days ago and went 2-0 to Fulham. That one already up the creek. Exactly. How many points, Simon? Chris? Okay. If you didn't hear, it's not my fault. Your ears aren't cleaned out. He actually got 4 points, so he tied with you, Steve. Fair enough. The four I can believe. Remember what points make? Absolutely bugger all. So we have actually already got one game under the way. So I did actually get everybody's predictions in early, simply because obviously it's nearly over, I'm guessing. It was 1-0 to Wolves at half-time. I don't know, does anybody know what the score is at the moment?
I've not seen any updates. So as far as I'm aware of it, it's still 1-0.
Let's have a look. Yeah, it's still Fulham 0, Wolves 1. So at the moment, 1 point is going Bradley's way. So
yeah, I get it. I'm letting him, before anyone asks, I'm letting him off that one because, you know, Chris is allowed that because he hasn't got anything. He hasn't got any points to bargain with, so he's allowed that one.
Well, here we go. This is the predictions. Was that? Look, let me get this week's up. Is Steve? You went for 2-2, and Brad, you went for 1-2, and I went for 2-1 to Fulham. So, yes, Steve, it's starting off the way it finished last week by the look of it for us.
Man, I'm sure you misheard what I said. I said 1-0 to the Wolves.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could say speaking.
If you go back to Stetsovers, they do hearing aids as well. So,
you know. I did actually go in today and I said, I've got an appointment. At the time that I had the appointment, she did actually look at me and say, is it for glasses or for hearing aids? So, God, I'm looking old. And I didn't know. Did you know, Brad, that they did talking messages on Facebook? I didn't realise that. I just thought it was sort of text, you know.
Well, you can send voice notes, but I'm pretty sure that that Steve didn't go 1-0 Wolves.
To be honest with you,
conspiracies are out, he says.
Sorry?
It's I just can't fathom Steve being right in early doors with a score prediction.
not early doors. So the next game that we come to is 3 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. Look, I'm even kind enough to put the times because all the matches are all over the place. Because don't forget, it's the Caribou Cup final this weekend, so the matches are all a little bit skew whiff because of that. Yeah, exactly. Although we'd be excited if we were in it.
Yeah, of course we're not. But we're not thickle at all about it.
No, we're not. We're not football fans. Everton managed to beat Leeds last week. That's probably not the biggest surprise in the world. They are sat in 16th. Aston Villa, who obviously have had a couple of 4-2 reverses to us and to Spurs, they are sat in 11th. In the last six meetings, Steve, Everton have failed to win any of them. Aston Villa have won 4 of them and there's been 2 draws. In the form table at the moment, Everton's home form, they're 15th in the table, and their away form, Villa, are 13th. So who's going to get the points, if anybody here?
I'm going to go for Everton. I think, Everton. I think Sean Dyche has come in, and I think, you know, the momentum's going to start working its magic now. He's going to do what he did with Burnley. He's going to go on 3 or 4 runs, and then, like they used to do. So I'm going to go 2-0 Everton.
2-0 to Everton. Now, you heard that, Brad.
Yeah, write it down, timestamp, 19 minutes and 48 seconds. That's when he starts making his prediction for this game, Chris, Your Honour.
I am going to bring them all up at the end, and you can say whether you agree with them or not. you got to love it. You've got to love it. Look at Anthony. Look at him. He's arse licking up to see him.
It's disgusting. Anthony's disgusting. This is why you keep losing on my show, mate. Oops.
Lucy's Chuckle Brothers, I must be the better looking one. Yeah, okay.
Well, maybe if you think you are.
Can I just say, guys, I did go 2-1 to Fulham tonight. Anthony's gone 2-1 to Fulham. Is it too late for me to change my mind? actually, having said that, maybe I shouldn't now. Brad, Everton Villa. It's at home. It's at Goodison Park, the fortress.
Yeah, and they're probably playing Villa at the best of times. Like you said, they've conceded 8 goals in the last 2 games. They have a habit of conceding 4. And
sorry, I just named Steve's name. I did that last week.
He still wouldn't catch up, but it's a great name. I love it. I'm inclined to agree with the man who actually had a good week. He had the best of a bad week, Steve. Because I do think, it's classic team up against a survival. The one team that usually pulls themselves out of trouble and does it, they rely on the home form. We've seen that with how they've picked up the points and where they've done it. And I think Everton will win this game. At first, I was tempted to go 2-2, but I'm going Everton 3-1 Villa.
Oh, right. 3 goals for Everton. That'd be a first.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
There is. You're quite right. I mean, looking at Villa, again, have they gone past that new manager bounce? I mean, okay, their first game, well, first game of the last 6, they managed to beat Stevenage, but it was only 2-1. They beat Leeds in their first meeting. They beat Southampton. They have been playing teams down there. When they came up against, and I'm not being sarcastic, just because it's Leicester, but when they came up against mid-table and higher teams, you know, they lost to Leicester, they lost to Man City, and they lost to Arsenal. And I think I've got to say this, but I think you're both right. I think we are looking at Everton, and it's at home. And if you remember last season, their home form, I think they only got 2 wins away from home all season. Unfortunately, one of those was against us. But would it be a draw? You see, I'm so cautious after last week now. I dare, do I stick with you so at least I get something? Or do I? Can I feel like Steve? Should I be different so I can get some points back?
I think you need the points, mate.
Yeah.
In fact, talk yourself into a Villa win, mate, if I was you. That's the way to do it, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, that's the way. The way
to do it. I'm going for a Desmond. I'm going for the first Desmond of the night.
So I talked him into it, Steve. I told you the tactic you planned earlier, didn't I?
I was going 1-1, but since you guys think there's lots of goals in this game. All right, let's have a look what everybody else has been doing. James, well, he's gone 1-0 to Fulham tonight. David's in. Good evening, David. How are you? Tolja is in. How you, mate? I hope you are well as well. David, Fulham are not scoring as of now, poor performance. And then getting on to this game, told you agrees with me, it was the draw. He's gone 1-1 though. Oh, good God. Anthony's gone 1-1. Jeff, it's like the kiss of death, isn't it, when Anthony agrees with you? Villa to get the traditional two goals, Villa to win 2-0.
I think Fulham have just scored, apparently.
Sorry?
I think Fulham have just scored just to...
Have they? By Jove. Just one more, Fulham. Come on, one more. Yes, it's 1-1. It's 1-1. Come on, Fulham. I don't care what Leicester do this weekend.
Fulham, you had one job, Fulham. You had one job, Fulham. Don't turn up.
Does that mean I get a point so far?
No, mate. You said 1-0 Wolves. I'm certain of it. You definitely said 1-0 Wolves. Yeah, that's no point for you, I'm afraid. You're so convinced you went 1-0. No. Justice for you, Steve. I'm only backing the cause, mate. No, just remember that, Chris. It can be used against him now.
Brilliant. I should have said, do you want to change it earlier, shouldn't I? Brad, I take my hat off to you, sir. That deserves, just for you, one of these.
It's just a catchy tune, I love it.
It is. It's too catchy by half. Right. Come on, Fulham now. Just one more. You can do it. James has gone 1-1 Villa. Villa, for me, are such a funny team this season. They're playing like clowns. Boom, boom. Got the talent going forward, but they are poor at the back. I think there's a draw written all over it. True Red has gone 2-1 to Aston Villa. James is going, I'd love another 1-0 win, but I think a draw. That because, of course, an Everton fan there, James. David Burton's gone 2-1 to Villa. James says he's hoping you're right with that prediction. Solomon has just scored for Fulham. Apparently, oh, what a hit. Now, are you on about the goal or the Nacho Man song? Jinx to me, sorry, Wolves. Okay, so that was our predictions for the Everton-Aston Villa one. So we then move on to our second game, and do remind me, because I'm probably going to forget to update the little thing in the corner, but there we go. Leeds, 3 o'clock on Saturday again. Leeds are hosting Southampton. Leeds currently in 19th place, Southampton are in 20th of place, 20th off place. But Southampton have just appointed a new manager till the end of the season. 19 points for Leeds, Southampton 18. The Southampton fans look happy with their appointment. It is a real relegation dogfight, this one.
Leeds, I can't see them changing the way they've been playing all season. I think they're going to be going for every game. I think, you know, they're going to be playing the way they do with the high tempo. I thought they were unlucky last week. But Southampton, I still don't think they're going to get out of it. So I'm going to go 1-0 Leeds.
1-0 to Leeds. Let me just fill that in. 1-0 to Leeds. So, Steve, that was 1-0 to Leeds. Just checking. Asking for a friend. Brad.
I'm on a roll.
wrong. The whole of 1 week. I love it.
I mean, Southampton made a desperate decision and somehow got it wrong when they got rid of Ralph Hasenhüttl, which they needed to. He'd gone a bit stale. He was a bit Claude Puelli with his style of football. He was frustrating Saints fans, and that's why they'd been struggling. And then they made this weird decision to get the most unloyal person ever in Nathan Jones in, who I added to my list of Grim Reaper's reports when he got sacked. And I don't know if this is the please let this pay off because you've got the boost of winning 1-0 against Chelsea to go off. We'll give you the job, and if it doesn't go well, at least then we can spend the money we'll save trying to get someone in now. I don't know. Or, Southampton fans are really buzzing around the spot about him. And the one thing that gets me is Leeds haven't made that appointment yet, have they?
No.
They haven't announced a new manager. Was it them that got blocked from approaching somebody? I know one of these two clubs approached a manager and got blocked by the club they asked. A bit strange, because you thought the potential that's there at Leeds, as some noisy tit, I don't know if you heard that, goes past my house. Probably it's my stomach as well, but yeah, joys of idiots at this time of night. No, I think it's a bit strange that no one's yet jumped at the chance.
I did in the chat, mate. Don't talk about it.
Yeah, but I'm surprised no one's taken it yet, or they've not sorted it out. And I don't know. I'm the opposite to Steve on this one. I think Southampton are going to just ride a little bit of momentum. Say what you like about Chelsea's form. Winning at Chelsea is still something that even Southampton, Chelsea fans must have been thinking, thank God it's Southampton. Look how that worked out for them. They've given the job either because they truly back him, or he's the cheap option and they're hoping it pays off that he keeps them up and they'll deal with that next year. But I reckon Southampton are getting themselves off the bottom here, and I'm going 2-1 Southampton. I can see a James Ward-Prowse special there.
I can't believe I'm about to say this. You actually talk a lot of sense there, Brad. I mean, at home, Leeds are 17th in the form table. Away from home, Southampton are 11th. So they do better away from home, Southampton. I mean, this guy was brought in supposed to help Ralph Hasenhüttl out. That was the idea of him coming in. When this new guy, Nathan Jones came in, apparently he was marginalised and not really included. And apparently the players are very happy with him. And I think it's a good move in a way, because he's only till the end of the season. He said he wants the job. So he's not just doing it because he's there and the club have asked him. He actually has come out and said he wants the job. And the thing is, he knows the players. You're not bringing somebody new in that does... And he's not exactly like, inexperienced himself. He's got that experience. But he knows the players because he's been around there. So he's not a new manager coming in and saying, I wonder how good he is. Or I wonder what... He knows the players. You know, like when Craig Shakespeare took over from Claudio.
Yeah.
And I always think that's a bit of a good thing when they've got that, because they know what different players can offer and bring to the table. Leeds have won 3 of the last 6, there's been 2 draws, and therefore, if you do the math, 1 win in 6 to Southampton. But I'm with you, Brad. I think it is going to be a Southampton win purely because they've got that manager in. They've come off the back of, and I know you could look at it like you say and go, well, who's not beating Chelsea at the moment? But it is still a big thing, and that's going to give them a lot of confidence coming into this game. And Leeds lost to Everton last week. I know disrespect to Everton. Sorry, James, I know you're in. But that's one that they should have looked at, was probably going to be a win for them. I'm getting feedback again off somebody. I don't know who it is. But unfortunately, Brad, and this isn't going to make you very happy, but I'm going to agree with you. 2-1 to Southampton.
See, he says that it works in my favour, because if that's the only one he gets predicted right, He doesn't gain no ground on me with that one. I'm all right with that one, Chris.
See, my tactic is to stay second and stay ahead of Steve.
I see now. He's abandoned the ship on the title. He's just, if I can keep with him, I can. He's keeping the gap between Steve.
I just can't let Steve. Sorry, Steve, carry on.
I'm coming.
Really? What are you watching? Concentrate on the show. Wait till later. So he always sits there with a smile on his face, doesn't he? But no, I can't let Steve catch me up. So that's my plans. Let's have a look and see what everybody has gone for in the old chat. Anthony's gone Leeds 2, Southampton 2. He's gone for a Desmond. Jeff's gone 2-0 to Leeds. Told you has also gone, well, he's gone 2-1 to Leeds. James has gone 1-0 for Southampton.
See, that's how I kept losing my game.
Look, I've been to Spetsnaz, I've not got my new glasses yet. Luke's gone 2-0 to Leeds. James says the appointment of Garcia came out of nowhere, by the way. Did a decent job at Watford, but this is a tough job on his hands. It is. Look where they are. But like I say, he's just got that experience of having been there quite, you know, well, longer than anybody Leeds brings in. David Burton's gone 3-1 to Leeds. Anthony has gone Southampton beat Leeds in the top 10 bottle show. Oh, battle show, sorry. Who was Southampton, Brad? I take it you weren't if you disappeared. Rich is in. Good evening, Rich. How are you? Hope you are well. Good win for you. Congratulations. Beating Barcelona through the next round. Nice one, mate. Good to see. James, as I was just saying, everybody's saying hello to everybody else. Well done earlier, Anthony, says Rich. Brad, come back. Come on, I had to come out and face it. Do you want me to give Anthony a Vivian, Brad?
No, because he knows he's lying. He knows the track of that show. And if you don't know it, go over and watch it, because you know he's calling him a lie because he admits his own defeat.
James, Leeds' main problem is that they don't score enough goals. That's going to be a problem for anybody. Against us last Saturday, they didn't like scoring at all. Rich has gone Leeds 1, Southampton 1. It wouldn't surprise me if it was a draw, but a draw wouldn't do either of them any good, let's be honest with you. I think I've just seen Stephen Finger. Anthony Herbert, everybody saying hello to everybody else. Here we go. That's what I've gone for, Richard. Draw wouldn't be bad, but another win at home is important. Again, they're all talking, like I say, to each other now. So, moving on, and we are to game number 3, and it is the one and only Leicester City up against the Arsenal. And, you know, let's be honest with you, they're the only team with a name that sums them up, really, isn't it? Arsenal. Now, we did predict this earlier because I had to do it for the prediction league and what have you. So another 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Of the last 6 games, we've only won one, guys. Arsenal have won 5. There's been no draws. They're obviously top in the table. We know that. Leicester are 14th. But we have sort of started to turn the form around. And I think we might have got something at Man United if we hadn't had a cheating bastard of a referee. Did I say that out loud? fortunately, the bad news is on home form, we are 19th. On away form, Arsenal first. No need to worry there. Don't panic, anybody. Don't panic. Last time out, Man United. Sorry, it's Man United. What am I saying? Stuart Atwell 11 beat us 3-0. Arsenal won their last 1-4-2 after being behind at Villa. I went onto Rich's channel the other day. I was just in the chat, and he says, "Have you got over it yet, Chris?" Guess what, Rich? No. Away. Well done. Well done. Right. Now, you've put your scores in. What did you go for, Steve? You can't change your mind. I've got it printed out.
I'm not going to change my mind, mate. I'm not going to go for the reverse psychology either, because it's Arsenal. So I've gone for a 2-0 win to Leicester to smash them.
2-0 win. Brad, you think you're going to be more goals for Leicester?
Yeah. Thank God Steve didn't agree with me completely. I actually do fancy our chances. Look, they've been a bit susceptible over the weeks, and I have stated when I've been asked the question who's going to go on and win this over Arsenal and Man City, is to win the league title, you have to be absolutely world-class, or you need to be really good and have a bit of luck. And I also have had a bit of luck in the sense that they've not been truly punished by Man City as recently, but they're not going to always get away with it. And I do, honestly, I fancy our chances in this game. On another day, there's a certain red card. You know, Iheanacho's and Barnes' efforts aren't saved and they sneak in. And it could be a different game, but it was what it was against Man United, and take nothing away from them.
Bad again, in fairness.
Well, yeah, of course. And that's when he's on fire and on form, you just have to accept it's not going to be your day in front of goal. Yeah. But we take the encouragement from it, we move on, and I don't see why we can't beat these 3-1.
Yeah.
I've given Arsenal a goal. I did give Arsenal a goal, didn't I? I did say 3-1. I always dread that. I say my score and you go, it's wrong.
Yeah. You let them have a goal. You let them have a goal.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think I jinxed Arsenal when a few weeks ago I said it's theirs to lose. I think they said, we're going to prove you right, because they are doing their best to lose it. I thought Man City were completely off the pace, but again, proved, what do I know about football? I mean, you know, they've only won twice, Arsenal. They've lost to City. They lost to Everton, although you could argue the new manager, etc., etc. And, of course, they lost to Man City again. Well, I've seen that was a really bad loss for them. For me, the only problem is that it's Arsenal. And we just don't seem to be able to put it away against Arsenal, do we? If they get anything from this game, we know they're going to be in the dressing room celebrating and taking selfies. But I don't mind if you guys get the points on this one, because I'm thinking of the overall prediction league. But I have gone for 1-1, and I think it will be a draw.
It's a disgrace, isn't it? All these times we get butchered for even slightly going on the conventional, giving points to other teams, and then when he has to cheat, he gets no.
No, it just goes on. Moving on.
I knew that was happening. It took longer than I thought to kick me out.
I'll let you have a rant first.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Like I say, anybody other than Arsenal. But it's Arsenal. Yeah. But then again, we said that against Spurs, you know, and I was hovering between 2-1, 1-1, 2-1, 1-1, and I just settled on 1-1. Again, Steve, I'll ask you first. Would you take a point now?
No, I'd go for 3. You know, I don't think any game now you can start thinking go for a point. So I think smash him.
Smash,
Would I take a point? I suppose in hindsight, yes, because then you'd look at the... Because you have to look at it as a collective, don't you? Look at the last few results. And if you're saying to me, before we played Villa and before we played Spurs, Man U and Arsenal, if you said to me you were only going to lose one lone games, I'm probably expecting it to be Man U or the Arsenal game. So if we get a point out of it, obviously I'd take it. But I honestly feel we can do that, because the best thing you can do in this scenario when the fixtures are a bit cramped and you've got some very good teams close together is pick momentum out of it, because that will help going into their next lot of games that that's going up. So I would take a point, but I'm actually quietly confident we'll upset the apple cart.
Can I just say to everybody, because there's been a lot of rumours going round that Stuart Atwell is going to be on VAR in this game. He isn't. He's nowhere near the Walkers, thank God. And he's at Stockley Park, but he's not doing the Leicester game. So we are safe, at least. At least if we get a foul, we might actually get something. Jeff's gone for this one. Last couple of weeks, gone 3-1 to Leicester. Might as well go for the hat-trick, 3-1 to Leicester. He'd been wrong for 2 weeks, Jeff. Brad lost. He held his head down, eating his ham and pineapple pizza.
You disgust me. The pineapple is on pizza. No, it does not belong. There's a prison sentence.
I mean, I tell you what, Anthony, suggesting pineapple on the pizza almost gets you a timeout.
I'll take a vote, Chris. I think he deserves one.
I mean, I wouldn't even give him a timeout for saying 2-0 to Arsenal, but pineapple on a pizza? No, it's wrong. Rich says 3-1 was a bit optimistic versus United. Luke's gone 2-0 Arsenal, which I understand. James has, well, he's kind of agreed with me with the draw. 2-2, he's gone for Desmond. He was at the Emirates, I wouldn't have fancied Arsenal, but it's the King Power and I can't call it. Tolger's gone 2-2 as well. Rich says, good to see you've moved on. My therapist said it's good to talk about it, Rich. So that's why. Rich said, but like I say, I'm not saying, and all of this, I'm not saying that you didn't deserve to win. I'm just saying that the referee was a complete and utter prick. That feels better. Leicester 1, Arsenal 1, says Rich. Brad, take it back. Brad, we're going to have to go and watch this to see who actually officially did win. James, he's still 1-1 at Fulham. You three bloody dreaming. Yeah, like you've been dreaming of the Premier League for the last 20-odd years, mate. Anthony, let's have a look. Well, of course, we all predicted a win for Leicester. We'd just come off beating Tottenham 4-1. Well, I say beating Tottenham 4-1. I mean, yeah, Anthony, you've never said thank you for that. I think we should at least get a thank you, guys, don't you?
Yeah, you think so.
Yes.
Yeah,
we did. We got overconfident after beating Spurs. That is very true. Not going to lie on that one. Let's be honest.
It's such a rare occasion, Rich. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah, Rich, let us have our moment this season. We haven't had many.
Yeah. They stuffed us 6-2 earlier in the season. The least they deserved was a 4-1 beating.
Yeah. I tried to point out the Spurs were above. Well, Rich Sports. Okay. So, the next game, gentlefolk. I'm torn with this one.
I'm not.
Because it's those red bastards from up the M1. But they're playing West Ham, who I don't particularly have anything against West Ham, but I did remind Jake on his show the other night that all last season he was saying about looking down the league at us. I'm getting some really bad feedback, guys, off one of you.
I'm not hearing anything, so it's just you that's hearing the feedback, because one of us would hear it as well.
Is anybody else hearing feedback? Let me know.
No, I'm not. No. I don't know about you, Steve.
No, I mean in the chat, see if anybody's here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I did remind him that, you know, it was us that were getting neck eight this year, although obviously we're on very thin ice. So, in the last six, I'm not even going to do the last six because apart from the last game, the last one was, well, 2014 when they were both in the Championship. But West Ham have won four, Forest have only won two. I'll say it just for the pleasure of saying that, you know. Forest 13th in the table, West Ham are 18th. Home form, West Ham are 14th in the table. Forest are bottom on the away form at the moment. Oh dear, 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 Luke. Last time out, West Ham lost to Tottenham. Yes, you're beating Tottenham's not for everybody, is it? And Forest got an excellent, in fairness, excellent draw at Man City, although I did admit, I think all their players could have gone to Specsavers to see what a goal looked like, so they knew where they were shooting. If West Ham win and we get something, it means we could go above Forest, but if Forest win, it keeps West Ham below us. It's a kind of win-win, Steve. Which way are you going to go with this?
I'm going to go down the middle, mate. I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw. I think
sacrilege.
I think Forest will score first. And I think West Ham will score later on. So I'm going to go for a 1-1.
Apparently it could be me with the feedback. So there we go. Right. So what score did you go for, Steve?
I'll tell you on Monday.
It'd still be wrong.
Just say we're paying it back and getting it.
I just said he said he'd give you the score prediction on Monday, and I said that he'd still be wrong. I didn't think he heard that, Steve.
I didn't.
He gave me a customary Bradley as well. I heard him say that, so he used that one back at me.
I think I fixed it. No, I haven't. Just bear with me, gentle folk. I'm just trying different audio. Let me try that one. No. Move that. Yeah, all right, glad I did that. So what did you go for, Steve?
1-1.
1-1. Yeah, that wouldn't be so bad. Forest win for you, Brad?
No, not a chance. West Ham are winning this 3-0. Come on, West Ham. I've got a soft spot for West Ham. My late granddad was a West Ham fan, and I'm usually a bit critical of them. But for this game, they can have a free pass. They've got to win 3-0, or I just don't care about them anymore. They're just doing me head in. They don't win this game. It's Forest.
The West Ham fans are really getting... Well, the ones that we speak to on here are getting really worried.
No, they've got a reason to be worried. They're not clicking at all this season. But if there's one game they can give a false dawn to, just please go on, 3-0. Lovely jubbly. Thank you very much. That'll do me, West Ham. If you get nothing else right this season, make sure this is one thing you get right.
A win would take them out of the bottom three. So, because I'm pretty sure Bournemouth aren't going to get anything. So you're going 3-0.
Yeah, if it helps drag Notts Forest back down to earth, I'm all for it.
Yeah, you see, I'm... I'm going to have to agree, Brad. I'm going to go for... I can't go for Forest. Or can I? 2-0 West Ham. There you go. Look, I've committed now. I should be committed.
That nearly got clipped and sent on every single streaming site, every few finding caved in and went for a Forest win there. Steve would have had it right up. He'd have been asking me for the timing and everything.
So, no, I can't go. I did it once and I'm never doing it again. I still feel dirty. Let's see what people have gone for in the chat. Thank you, Stephen, for Leicester beating Tottenham. Oh, he's a creep, isn't he, Anthony? Nottingham Forest 1, says James. Well, Nottingham Forest to win 1-0. I think this will be the end of David Moyes' time at West Ham. Is there any point in changing him now?
Don't ask me. If you like David Moyes' manager, don't ask me. That's all I'll say.
Anthony, yeah, must be me. I don't know why. Jeff, Forest to be felled by the Hammers. West Ham 2-1. Yeah, I think it could be me. West Ham nil, Forest nil, says Anthony. 2-0 to Forest, says... Told you. Wow. I am shocked at you. I'm not angry. I'm not disgusted. I'm just very disappointed. True Red has gone... Well, he obviously has gone 1-0 to Forest, without doubt. And Jane, 8 minutes added time at Fulham. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, come on, we'll sort it out.
I think if it wasn't Forest and it was somebody else and it was those results, then, yeah, I can kind of... I can see why, but it's Forest. I can't change. I'm sticking with it. Okay, the next game is game number six. Bournemouth hosting Manchester City. Bournemouth, I mean, they are down in 17th place. If West Ham get anything, if West Ham get a draw and Bournemouth don't get anything at Man City, Bournemouth are dragged into the bottom three because their goal difference is minus 23. West Ham's is minus 10. Bournemouth have won none of the last six of these fixtures, unsurprisingly. Manchester City have won six. See, Manchester City are second, Bournemouth are 17th. Home form, Bournemouth are 18th. Away form, Manchester City are second. Last time out, Bournemouth beat Wolves 1-0. And, of course, Man City only got a draw with Leipzig 1-0 midweek. Steve, have a talk while I go inside this damn microphone now.
Mate, I can see a big shot coming on in this game. And I can only see Man City scoring two, so it's going to be a 2-0 win to Man City.
That doesn't help me talking just for that short time. I should have gone to Brad because he can talk.
Yeah, don't worry, mate. I could take over that one if you want. Don't worry.
2-0 to Man City. Brad, I'm probably going to have to go and come back in again. So just see how it's going and please talk for a long time.
Oh, don't worry. You've asked the right man for the job on that one. I think I'm not going to go against the Man City win because it's just one of them. I think there's just something about when Man City play a team like this is they either get stung like they did against Forest and they couldn't finish the dinner, let alone a team off, because let's face it, and Luke, it was a great result for you, credit to you and your team for digging and doing it, but if Man City are firing that many blanks, then Bournemouth actually stand a chance, don't they? But as much as I want to, just for the giggles, go for like a 1-0 Bournemouth and seeing them sneak something from it, you just know it's probably going to be the game where we go for a low-scoring Man City win and they go and win 6-0. Because that's what you seem to get with Man City. And this isn't something they've just done this season. You look at when they've had what you class as shock results, Steve. They've lost it 1-0 or drawn 1-1 and it's against teams like this when you're expecting an absolute drubbing with the quality they've got. But I mean, you got a 2-0. I'm gonna go two more than that. I think Man City are probably hoping to put the missed chances against Forest to one side, which ironically would have meant if they put on one side, they would have scored more against actual Forest. But they want to get some goals and really ramp up the pressure on Arsenal. So if Chris ever does return, just so everybody knows.
Small pitch, small ground. I think they'll be playing across the field a lot more, and I think that's why they get frustrated. And I can't see them losing, but I can't see them scoring that many because of, you know, the tightness of everything. So that's what's going to happen.
It just seems to be the Achilles for them, doesn't it? And it doesn't happen that often, but when it does happen, it does make your eyes kind of roll towards it, doesn't give you a bit of interest in what they're doing. So there's no reason why. Oh, that's well a clue you're in, mate. I can hear myself.
That's made it worse, has it?
Yeah, we can hear ourselves when we're speaking.
That's not my. I haven't got a dog.
No, I know that's Steve.
That's my dog in.
Yeah, can hear Steve then and me in the background.
How's that? Is that any better?
I don't know.
You don't speak.
Yeah, I can't hear anything.
I've still got the feedback. It's obviously, I don't know what it is. I need to check it post-show. So we'll whiz through these then. Brad, what did you go for?
Double what Steve says. I just think Man City are going to want to get a load of goals. So 4-0 Man City. And it's finished 1-1 Wolves. And
has Fulham.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, if only you'd gone for the draw, Steve, and not gone for a Wolves.
Yeah, I can't believe you changed it to 1-0 Wolves, mate. The evidence was justice for Steve, and he shot himself in the foot with that one. No, well done, mate. Well done.
Here we go. The week started like last week finished. Crystal Palace, Liverpool. Crystal Palace are in 12th place, just above Forest and us. Liverpool in 8th. Palace, haven't won in 6. Liverpool have won their last 2. They've turned it round. And, of course, then they had the disaster that was the game against Real Madrid. Steve. Oh, sorry. While you're doing that, I'll just bring everybody's Man City predictions up. So do carry on.
Yeah, it's a strange one, this one, because you can't see anybody getting angry at Liverpool, can you? I think they accept the way they play every week. I think they accept the results, win, lose or draw. So it's a funny one. Do they go under again after getting a thrashing, or do they pull the socks up? I don't think they can pull the socks up. I don't think it's a game where individuals are playing badly, because a lot of individuals are not playing badly. That's playing badly, and they're not playing as a team like they used to. They definitely need a new midfield. I think that's where they're losing every game now, in the midfield areas. So until they get that sorted, I can't see the ball going back to the way they were the last 2 or 3 seasons. Palace, you never know what Palace are going to do. Well, I'm going to go for a Palace win. I'm going to go for 2-1.
Really? Wow. Okay. And sorry, again, what was the score? You went for a Palace win?
2-1.
2-1. Okay. Brad, do you agree?
No, I don't. I don't actually agree.
That was very cool.
I don't know where that came from, but. No, I don't agree with a Crystal Palace win, I'm afraid, Steve. I love the optimism, and there's no reason why it can't be right with Liverpool this season, but I can't agree with Crystal Palace winning it, just because, and I'm not sure if he has been afforded to yet, Patrick Vieira, but I just think right now at this moment in time, Crystal Palace are a little bit stale. They need that freshness. They need to add a bit of quality to that. I don't know what their financial situation's like. Maybe some Palace fans can tell me. But they need a hefty investment to bring in a few new fresh faces. Too reliant on some players that have been there a long time now and are seeing their career into the 30s. They need to make them changes before I reckon we can really judge what Vieira is capable of. Because they have just become a 14th table side, haven't they, really? I know that's not where they are in the league, or at least I don't think it is, but it's where they fit, it's where they normally end up. And like I've always said, it looks better, but they're no better in terms of what they do. And I think Liverpool should have enough here. Forget what happened to Real Madrid. Real Madrid are a different animal when it comes to Champions Leagues. We know what they're like when they're in this sort of Champions League winning form and playing the way they do. And I think Liverpool will win this game by 3-0. I just don't think. I think Crystal Palace needs a summer shake-up. Otherwise, they're going to stay a 14th to 12th sort of side, and these are the sort of games they just lose.
Did we get away with one with Edward?
Yeah, I still think Daka is going to be the better choice in the long run. You know, we're seeing it this season. We maybe thought it happened this season, but at least one of the two strikers that will go on to be natural successes for Vardy's getting that run in Iheanacho's. We're hoping that continues. But Dak has already shown me enough when he's been given the chance what he can do and his potential he's got. And I think we've still got the better deal with Daka over Edward. I'm very glad we didn't go for him.
Yeah. I was surprised at the Liverpool result midweek. I was surprised that Courtois. I shouldn't have been surprised if Courtois in goal, should I? But this is a different kettle of fish, and I think they'll be stung Liverpool. And I'm going for a 2-0 to Liverpool. Tottenham at Chelsea. Last year. Sorry for my singing, everybody. Oh, Spurs, like you say, they are just Spurs, aren't they? But then so are Chelsea this season. Believe it or not, Tottenham have not won any of the last six meetings. They've drawn two and Chelsea won four. Spurs somehow are still fourth in the table. Chelsea are 10th. Home form, Tottenham are fifth in the table. And on away form, Chelsea are eighth. Last time out, of course, Tottenham beat West Ham. Thanks to that, Tottenham 2-0. Chelsea lost to Southampton. Steve?
2-1 Chelsea.
You don't care, really, do you? You're just going to be Chelsea. 2-1. Okay. Brad?
Oh, dear. The only thing these two share in common this season is being consistent and being very inconsistent. Yeah. Although you could argue that Chelsea are actually probably swayed that down to downright poor. I think some Chelsea fans are probably hoping that when the big spending merchant Bowley came out and said we're going to judge Potter in years and not months, that they're hoping he's using dog years. Because the way it's going for Chelsea at the season, it doesn't matter what he said, there's no way if that continues, he can surely keep his job. That said, look at Arteta at Arsenal. We don't know what the future holds. Maybe Chelsea needs to trust their process. Conte's also a strange one at Spurs because he bent them over a barrel, it seemed, to get the job, and now he's never been interested. I mean, I remember the first couple of months to his reign, they lost or drew with Burnley, and he was like, well, maybe I'm not suited to this job. And it seems like the worst disastrous appointment that hasn't worked out anywhere near how they were hoping when he first got appointed. I hasten to add, Enron and Levy, what big concern could have caused for that. But, you know, Spurs fans will know their protests and that. I think this is going to be as dull as dishwater. I really do. At first, I thought goals galore, but I thought, no, Chelsea can barely score a goal, and Tottenham it's Tottenham. So I'm going to go for last choice or the forgettable game of the weekend here, and I'm going to go for a 0-0.
Right,
0-0.
And you know it still won't be last on Match of the Day. Well, it won't because it's been played on Sunday.
Match of the Day too, it could still be last on that.
I read somewhere that Bowley's hoping that Potter will do an Arteta, and if he's given time, turn it around.
But it also helps if he allows him to spend the money and he doesn't go out spending it.
Well, yes, there is that, of course. I'm agreeing with you 100%, Brad, even on the score. 0-0, I'm going for. James, 2-0 to Spurs. Ants, 2-1 Chelsea. Jeff, 2-1 Tottenham. Mike, 2-1 Spurs, as indeed told you. And Luke's gone 3-1. It's the only game on Sunday because, of course, we have the Carabao Cup final, which I'm sure will be absolutely exciting. Not sure who's in goal for Newcastle yet, but it could be interesting.
I think it's Lawrence Karius, isn't it? The guy who was harsh, he's been harshly treated by Liverpool fans because he got concussed in that final, didn't he, for Liverpool? But yeah, I think he's their choice. Their only goalkeeper, I think, is available for the final, if I'm right in thinking.
Right. So, Arsenal.
Says with enthusiasm.
Arsenal on the Wednesday, playing again. Not on telly, though. 7:45 kickoff. Dare I even ask, Steve?
No. Same as Spurs now, they're going to lose. Don't care anymore about them. I think, to be honest, the reason I'm thinking that now, I've slagged Man United off, but I think Man United's going to win it this year. If they can keep Rashford the way he is, because I think Rashford has turned out to be the most improved player to the whole world at the moment. And if he stays, you know, free from injury, he's going to win this. So
you're going for what score line, Steve?
2-1.
To Arsenal?
No.
I tried. Anthony.
Yeah. See, I remember that. When if Everton win this game, remember he said 2-1 first and it's Arsenal first, so you got confused. So just remember that there, Chris. Don't say I don't help both sides. If he says 2-1 and Everton win 2-1, he meant Arsenal. That's what the video suggested.
No.
Brad.
No, I said it earlier about Sean Dyche. They're in that critical survival where anything away from home is a great bonus. There'll obviously be some games away from home they'll feel they can get points from. But Arsenal away from home is a different kettle of fish to when they played at Goodison Park. This will be a bonus game for them. Everton, their mainstay survival mode is to get as much as the maximum, as close to maximum points as they can out of the home games from here until the end. I think this will be the tonic that Arsenal need after we go and batter them 3-1. And I think Arsenal will comfortably win this game by 3-0.
3-0 to
Arsenal. I would say I'm sorry, Steve, but you know I'm not. So I can't always go against Arsenal.
Sorry to James.
Well, I was fair to him in the first game. I think he'll understand me for going in their reverse.
Now, interestingly, of the last 6 times these teams have played, Arsenal have only won 2.
Oh, shit.
There's been no... I'm saving this till the end. There's been no draws and Everton have won 4. Everton have had 13 cards. So we know Arsenal are top, Everton are 16th, just above the relegation zone. On home form, Arsenal have dropped down to 3rd. On away form, Everton are 17th. They haven't won in the last 6 away. Hopefully, my prediction from earlier is wrong and Arsenal are going to be stung after a hiding of the King Power. And I'm going to go 2-0 to Everton, just to be different, Brad. Because I was going to go 3-0, but I thought I won't jinx you again.
Okay, so you've done it again. See, got his head again, Steve. It's working.
If it's 3-0 now, I'm coming to get you. And the last game, Wednesday at 8 o'clock. It is Liverpool hosting Wolverhampton Wanderers. Steve, how do you see this one?
Well, after watching the first half, by the way. Yeah, after watching the first half tonight against Fulham, I thought Wolves were very, very good. They seem composed all over the field. They've got a game plan which seems to be working for them. I'm going to go for another 1-1 draw.
1-1 draw. No sitting on the fence for you tonight, is there, Steve?
No, this is where I'm picking all my points.
This is where you get 15 points from, isn't it?
This is it.
I'll give you a tactical idea, Steve. If you just go with the same scoreline for every fixture, you'd be fine. At least then you'd be able to remember how you're doing, and that way you can clear up with confidence. You probably get 15 points. Just go 1-1 for every game.
No, it's Steve's luck, not one of them would be right.
Yeah, that would be subtle. He'd either get 15 points or he'd get 2.
That said, probably be me now, that wouldn't it? I've got to be quiet. Brad.
I mean, Wolves have definitely turned a corner. They were a team not too long ago that we were all sat there going, wow, it looks like one relegation spot was filled. You know, they were really, the only threat Wolves were to Derby's 11-point record. And Derby worked hard for them, 11 points. So, you know, I'm glad Wolves pulled away from that in the end. And they've climbed themselves out of that situation. That late goal has probably done them a little bit today. But given where Fulham are in the league, they probably would have taken that before the kickoff. For me, Liverpool, yeah, I know I said they'll bounce back. And I said you can't really read into Real Madrid, but it doesn't stop their season being indifferent. I do, however, think they'll get the job done here, but I think it'd be a very entertaining game. And I'm going to go 3-2 to Liverpool.
So I heard that as you're going 2-2 to Liverpool.
3-2 to Liverpool.
3-2 to Liverpool.
Although I was subconsciously thinking 2-2 before, but something did edge me towards 3-2.
I'm glad you haven't gone for 2-2. That's what I'm going for.
So you did it again, really. I did say 2-2 and a Liverpool win. I just tricked him into it, Steve.
No. Liverpool are very Spursy at the moment.
they've coined it, yeah.
And then they absolutely come and they have a stinker, you know. I say you can't read Real Madrid into too much, but yeah, I'm going to go 2-2 for that one as well. And that is it, ladies and gentlefolk. Liverpool 1, Wolves 1 said, told you. And he told you. I need to go and sort my sound out. So let's just have a very quick look and just see if I can show you. Just to confirm with Steve his scores. No, I can't because they're not up. So I'll quickly read yours back to you, Steve. You went 2-2 tonight, so you get a point. 2-0 to Everton, 1-0 to Leeds, 2-0 to Leicester. That's the kiss of death. 1-1 West Ham Forest, 2-0 City to beat Bournemouth, 2-1 Palace to beat Liverpool, Chelsea to beat Tottenham 2-1, Everton to beat Arsenal 2-1, and Wolverhampton Wanderers to draw with Liverpool. And suddenly I'm getting no echo.
That's because he's eating, that's why.
I think Brad has gone mute. Just unmute, Brad. Hey, it is you. You unmute and I get an echo.
Well, I don't understand how, because I'm using a fucking phone, not a laptop, so my technology can't do anything to give an echo. This is one of the 8 wonders of the world, because it makes no sense. Now, you're the only one that can hear it.
I was about to say,
maybe you got the wrong settings for me. I think you've got the wrong settings for me. He's doing it deliberately because he feels bad for you, Steve, and he's sour with his points from last week.
I'll use this as an excuse, Steve, if Brad gets a load of points. Well, I can't hear you. You're echoing. let me just mute you for a second then, Brad. There we go. You see, it's fine. When you shut Brad up, we don't have a problem. Yeah, what does that say? Let's just shut him up. Steve, good luck this week, mate. Hey, you won last week. Bask in the glow. You've got another day still to enjoy it. And you're offered a flyer with a point already this week.
That's it, man.
Foxy7clothing@outlook.com is where people can find your new website and details. Show us the logo again, and you can have this on your nipples, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. You see, what other show would bring you Steve Lynx thrusting his nipple at the camera for you? No. You only get that sort of thing on Leicester Till I Die. Be sure, mate, to send me some logos through and get that sorted. Thank you very much. Get that out, guys, for the Foxy 7 brand. And I will see you next Friday, sir.
Yes. And I'll be basking in glory.
It's 1 week, mate. It's 1 week. Rain it in. All I will say is,
but who's winning this week so far?
I will just leave you with this, Steve.
2-2.
Exactly. All right. Thanks so much, mate. Take care.
Cheers. See you, Steve.
Bye-bye. Bad. I'm going to keep it short. Oh, Yeah, I've still got the echo. I'm going to keep it short and sweet because of the echo. So, top 10 battles, your link is in the description below. Thanks very much, mate. Hopefully, we're not going to have this problem tomorrow when we do the post-match. Fingers crossed, it's Arsenal. It's our turn to win.
All the best, mate. Is. Cheers. Thanks for having us on, mate. All the best.
I'll say good luck, but I don't mean it. I hope you crash and burn.
Oh, cheers, mate. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All the best, mate. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Sorry it was so short there. Top 10 battles. That is Brad's channel. Be sure to get over there and check it out and give him a subscription. I had to take him off because, like I say, it worked out then. That's what the echo was. That's what the echo was. Look at this. My shirt collection is growing behind. You can't quite see it there. There we go. Shirt collection is growing behind. Thanks very much for sticking with us. But we get... Anthony, we don't... I couldn't ask Steve a question. It is the predictions show on this one, so we tend to sort of just stick now with the predictions and with the noise and the echo and everything. I just wanted to sort of bring the show down to a close. So sorry, mate. What an echo. Yeah, I think the problem was that there was a lizard in the room. Yeah, I had a gecko. Gecko.
Is that a joke?
Not really, no, but it's what you're getting. I am back tomorrow. It's Saturday, the weekend again already. We are here at, that's next week. That's Southampton. March next week, everybody. Where has February gone? God. And it feels like 28 days in this month. Arsenal, 2:30. Watch along. Be there or be square tomorrow. And we will be back at then 6:30 with a post-match reaction. Hopefully we're talking about 3 points. Thank you to everybody that was watching. And certainly if you've been listening on the podcast and you're able to put up with all that echo, I really do appreciate it. Leicester Till I Die on the podcast, Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube and Twitch. Check out, like I say, the Stan Collymore interview is still up there. And if, like Stan and like myself, you've had any problems with anxiety or depression, because we had a chat about that, and he had some top advice. So please be sure to go and check that out. And of course, if you're still annoyed, as indeed I am, about the refereeing standards, check out the... Honestly, I can't tell you, the Keith Hackett interview, he was so honest and upfront about refereeing standards today. But do you know something? Do you know why referees don't come out and talk to the cameras after the match? I bet you think you do, because I thought I did, but I got it well wrong. Check the video out. Keith Hackett, it's The Conversation with Keith Hackett, and also The Conversation with Stan Collymore. Next week, the conversation on Wednesday will be with Paul Ross. Yep, Paul Ross. Jonathan Ross's brother. TV star, he's presenter and TalkSport presenter. He's a big West Ham fan, so we'll be talking to him about what West Ham are going through this season. Very similar to Leicester last season. Clement, thank you very much. I am going to go. I've spoken enough. I need to go and have a wee. I'm being serious. I'm not taking the piss. Thank you to everybody that was in the chat. Thank you for joining in with your predictions. I will see you tomorrow at 2:30. Thanks for watching and listening. Take care. Good night.
Come on. Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You'd better like them too, or I'll be back.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
That's all, folks.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time. Leicester Till I Die.
I'm looking for Dr. Goodhead.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.